There is a second outbreak of COVID-19 at an immigration detention facility in Batavia. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, 30 detainees have tested positive so far.
Last week, the New York Civil Liberties Union sent letters to Immigration and Customs Enforcement and New York State requesting information on vaccination plans for immigrants in detention centers. The letters have not been answered yet, although ICE officials say that any vaccine would have to be distributed by local and state health departments. Amy Belcher with the NYCLU says that since the detainees are in a congregate setting, they're vulnerable to contracting the virus. She says they need better protection, like the kind a vaccine could provide.
The only reason that they are unable to access the vaccine is because they're detained.
Jennifer Connor with community group Justice for Migrant Families says that detainees need to be released and testing should be mandatory for staff.
The detention center has not proven itself in any way as being able to take care of people.
There are nearly 260 detainees at the Batavia Immigration Detention Facility as of Friday. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.